Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to find out about weddings and special events. We're all involved in weddings and special events because we all know people who are still getting married. Amazingly enough, there's optimism in our world that relationships can work, and we need those relationships. So today, we're actually going to be talking about an event coming up on Saturday, February 2nd at the Loft of the Red Building. It's the Shore Style Wedding and Special Events Fair. It's the fourth annual event. And here in the studio to talk to us about this and why it's relevant and meaningful for everyone who's listening in some way is Brianna Smith. Brianna is the owner of the Loft at the Red Building. She's also the producer of this event. Hi, Brianna.
Good morning, Donna.
I'm very glad to have you in the studio.
I'm very happy to be here.
And this is the fourth annual event you're doing. Well, we'll find out about that in a few minutes. But first, let's learn a little bit about you, please.
Yeah, definitely. So I moved here a little over 4 years ago because I fell in love with a boy who was from here. He's from Seaside, born and raised. And so he brought me to the coast. And I couldn't leave this community because it is so wonderful. And then I had the opportunity to purchase the business, Events Northwest, and the Loft at the Red Building. And I grabbed it right up right away because it was an incredible opportunity.
And that was your background, wasn't it? What was your background in training then?
Yeah. So before that, I worked remotely for a company based out of LA. And I did conference management all over the US and Canada. So I traveled for about 5 years for that company. And it was an awesome opportunity. But they wanted everyone to move to LA. And that was just not something I could do once I moved to the coast and fell in love with Astoria. And there was no way I could do the LA lifestyle.
Right. But you were traveling, arranging conferences of what sizes?
They were 200 plus attendees. And then you had your sponsors as well. So overall, it was probably around 300 plus people.
Uh-huh.
And so pretty large scale conferences at big hotels. And then I did all the attendee relations. So made all the schedules for the attendees, booked all their meetings.
It's a lot of work.
All their hotel rooms,
yeah.
The flights for all the speakers. Yeah, it was a lot of work, but great experience. I learned so much, which I think is where it got me where I am today.
Yes. So, okay, so you had a background in event planning, mm-hmm. and then when you moved to the coast, the Loft at the Red Building was for sale. And maybe some folks may not know what that is. So what is the Loft at the Red Building?
Yeah, so it is an event space. It is near the Cannery Pier Hotel, above the Bridgewater Bistro. And it's 4,000 square feet. We can fit conferences up to 220 people plus, and or weddings up to 200 people. We do banquets, retirement parties, birthday parties, baby showers, pretty much any kind of event that you want to have. We can have it up there. We do concerts. It's a beautiful old historic cannery building. So it's got its original flooring. It's all wood. It's gorgeous. And the great thing about our service is we offer everything. So we've got your tables, your chairs, your linens, all the glassware, dishware, silverware, everything you need is there for you. So it makes it really easy when you're planning an event. You can really just walk in, put out any decor items you want, and have a great time.
Well, sooner or later, somebody is going to be involved in an event or need to plan it or somehow be in, doing something with an event. And in fact, I was just at the Loft at the Red Building last week because Travel Oregon was here.
Yeah.
And I'll do a program on this in the future about the North Coast Tourism Studio. And it worked out beautifully because we had food in the back. We had tables and AV up in the front. And it was a great space to meet. So, and you're right. It can be anything. It has that. I remember when, before the Cannery Pier Hotel and Spa opened, and that's like 13 years ago, 2005, the Red Building was falling apart almost, mm-hmm. kind of, sort of. I mean, but it is stunning because it was beautifully built with these gorgeous old timbers. And so it's been lovingly restored. And so you have the Bridgewater Bistro and you have the Loft at the Red Building space, which the community has loved and used for a long time now.
Yeah, and we're here for the community. So we are always open to talking with community people who need the space for their event. So definitely reach out to me if there's anyone out there who's trying to find a venue for an event like we did for Travel Oregon. We try to support the community in any way we can and provide a beautiful space for you.
There's so many nonprofits and they need fundraisers and they do things. So, okay, so now we know what the Loft at the Red Building is. What exactly is Shore Style Weddings and this year, Shore Style Weddings and Events, Special Events Fair? What is that?
Yeah, so this started, like you said, it's the fourth annual event. So this started 4 years ago. So we actually, Becky Johnson, Jessica Newhall, and Elena Garner with the Downtown Association, which Elena's no longer here, miss her, but happy to have Sarah Lou as well. So they started this program too, because there are so many events coming to the coast, and it mostly was focused on weddings in the past, but we are just a premier destination for weddings and events. And they saw that that was such a niche that people were coming here. So I really wanted to bring all the vendors together and showcase that we have these amazing vendors for everything that you may need for your event. And also to get the industry together. It's really great for all of us vendors to network and meet, because we don't always get to see each other. We're all so busy during the summer running around. So it's nice to take a moment and catch up with one another and also learn about new vendors that I didn't even know we had. So it started that way, and it's been going steadily for that. And then this year, I thought it would be interesting, because I've been noticing a trend in events that they have been adding that special events part to it. And this means that it can be anybody. So if you are throwing a birthday party, a retirement party, you just want to throw a really great party just for fun, this is a great resource for you to meet caterers, photographers, DJs, anybody that can help you do this. And so that's kind of where we're trying to add that in, to showcase these. Or maybe you're with a nonprofit organization and you're going to be planning an event and you don't know where to start. We've got a resource for you on February 2nd.
So on February 2nd, there are going to be vendors who provide flowers, catering, DJs, everything you would need to plan a wedding or a special event.
Yes.
And so the Saturday, February 2nd, the doors open at
10 a.m.
Oh, I'm sorry, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. until 3:30.
Yes.
So 10 a.m. on Saturday, February 2nd. And people need to get tickets for that, right? So how do they get tickets for that in this very nominal cost?
Yeah, it's $10 for your general tickets, $20 for VIP, which gets you a swag bag, drink tickets, reserve parking, just a few more things. And you can get those at shorestyleweb.com. And then there's a link that takes you to Brown Paper Tickets to get those. And you can also buy them at the door. So if you just don't have time or don't feel like going online to purchase it, just come to the door Saturday, February 2nd, and there will be tickets you can buy right there.
So what happens at the event?
Yeah, so you will be able to go upstairs, and there will be how-to talks. So different vendors will talk about different things for how to plan events, or maybe what flowers are in season for this time frame. We're still working on all of our talks, but it'll range from all of our vendors. And then there'll be a raffle prize. So there's going to be raffles throughout the entire day. You do need to be present to win, but I know there's going to be some really awesome things. So that's going to be exciting. There's going to be past appetizers. So some tasty bites from our diamond sponsors like McMenamin's, the Sand Trap, and then Surf Sand Resort out in Cannon Beach. And then there will also be a bubbles bar from Winecraft and beer from Fort George Brewery. So that's kind of the fun part about this event. It's very intimate, very laid back, where you can just come in, try some nice food, have a glass of champagne, and learn about some amazing local vendors.
So really, if somebody is planning a wedding, or if they know someone who's getting married, this is a resource where they can go and they can find out who's here. So it's one-stop kind of shopping for planning a big event here.
Correct, yes. Yeah, because we have got, Clatsop County DJ. We've got Jody Ray Photography, Sarah McAllister Photography. We've got Cannon Beach Bakery. We have got so many amazing vendors.
Like, so I wedding said, cakes, will there be wedding cake there?
There will be wedding cake from Cannon Beach Bakery, which is very exciting. I have not seen their stuff yet, so I'm really excited to see it. And I'm hoping that they'll be tasting, but I can't promise anything yet.
Okay. All right. Well, wedding cakes are special. And weddings themselves, when we talked a little bit earlier about, are they still relevant? And they are relevant. Certainly there are so many reasons why people get married. But you have now been doing this for some time. And so what are you noticing in terms of trends in the wedding industry?
Yeah, definitely. So I think we're going to see a few things, and I've actually already seen one of them for my first wedding of the season. So we just had a wedding last weekend, and something that I think is going to be happening more is a gender-neutral wedding party. So you're not just going to see girls on one side, boys on one side now. There's going to be a mix where girls and boys are mixed on both sides, and the fact that maybe the bridesmaid, her best friend, is actually a boy. So it's not going to be, always girls. And I think that's a really cool thing to start seeing, kind of getting a little bit rid of some of the traditional items. But I had already seen that, so I'm excited about it, and I think we'll see a lot more of it. For more things that I think we're going to see is we're going to see a lot of greenery. Again, this trend has been going on for a while now. I just think it's classic, but greenery is huge. So really bringing in the nature, and I think that's where the coast comes in as a key place and why so many people are coming here to get married, is because we have such beautiful areas to get married in that have such rich nature. But also in a venue, just bringing in a ton of greenery and nature and really kind of feeling peaceful.
Well, one of the advantages of the space, the loft at the Red Building, is that you are right, you know, the windows all look to the Columbia River. You're surrounded by water. Water apparently is very calming and peaceful for people. I mean, all these scientific studies, everything being around water, very nourishing. And so so having a beautiful space in which people can have an event or get married is really important.
It really is. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's key. And so when I feel we're one of the one beautiful space, but there are other beautiful spaces too that you can learn about at this event. So that's a really awesome option too.
Oh, that's right. So there will be other vendors who have other spaces to get married, like Surf Sand.
Yep, Surf Sand.
Yeah, but you're talking about the fact that nature is being brought into the wedding in a different way.
Yes, definitely. And I think a lot of hanging floral. So that could be, there's a really big trend right now. They're on hula hoops. And they have tied floral onto them, and then they hang down. I've seen that at several of our weddings. I think we're going to see a lot more of that.
Wait, how do people not run into them and just, like, clonk themselves?
Yeah, that would be terrible.
How does that work?
They'll hang them above their head table.
Okay.
Or hang them on a wall. So it looks beautiful. Actually, if you look at our Instagram or Facebook page, you'll see a picture of that.
Yeah, who would have thunk? Okay, hula hoops covered with flowers for weddings. All right.
Right. I know. The things people come up with, but they turn out gorgeous. So it's really beautiful to see different visions. That's one of my favorite parts of my job is I get to, I hand the space over to a couple, and then I get to walk in the next day and see what beautiful things they've done to it. So it's always exciting. And another thing, a couple other things I think we'll see is I feel people have gotten a little more minimalist in the last few years, but this year it's going to be more about going big and really, you know, fancying things up a bit. So I'm excited to see how that turns out and what that looks like.
I wonder if Crazy Rich Asians, the film, had that huge wedding, right? Oh, my God. I mean, I'm wondering. I wonder why the trend is to go big, because I wonder if it's that people are embracing again ritual and tradition in a non-traditional way.
Yeah. No, I think so. And I think people need, you know, they want to celebrate and they want to escape and they want to have a great time. And so that's, I feel like people want to do that now. They're looking for an experience to bring their guests into and they want to build this beautiful experience and let everyone just relax and have a good time for, you know, 5 hours.
So, okay, so a trend away from minimalism and toward a little bigger. And let me just do a quick station ID break. Mm-hmm. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today I'm talking with Brianna Smith. Brianna is the owner of the beautiful space, the loft at the Red Building. She's also the producer working with the Downtown Association, which this is a benefit for. Actually, they will benefit from the ticket sales for the Shore Style Wedding and Special Events Fair. It's an event. It's the fourth annual event. It's happening on Saturday, February 2nd from 10 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. at the loft at the Red Building. And so it's not all just about weddings. There is a heavy wedding focus, but there's also about special events and planning. And so Brianna was just talking to us a little bit. Oh, and let's see. Let's talk about where people get tickets and the websites. Mm-hmm. What are those websites?
So it's shorestyleWed.com, and then it'll take you to a link for brown paper tickets, but you can also get them at the door if you don't have the time to do it before then.
Okay, good. So we've just been talking, Brianna, about trends that we're seeing, changes in the way weddings are going, and so gender neutral, more bringing more nature into the ceremony itself, and not minimalist, but really moving toward a bigger, splashier celebration.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's the same for special events as well, where people really are trying to build an experience for your guest. I mean, for myself, I am planning my 30th birthday party, and I am building a Harry Potter themed party. So I am dedicated to making the loft look as if it is the Harry Potter's grand hall. And people love that, a reason to either dress up, escape from their day-to-day life, and just have a little fun. And so that's where I think the wedding fair is a great option for people who aren't just planning a wedding but have that special event, and they want to learn how to make an experience for people. Like this year we have April's Balloons, which this is going to be exciting. That's someone new I have not heard of in town before, and so I'm really excited to see what she's going to offer, but something that I didn't know about. And balloons are great for adding experience. There's tons of different things that you can do with them nowadays that people are building. You know, you've got your names that you're writing out in balloons. You're doing balloon walls. So I think it's a really awesome opportunity for people to support local vendors and then learn a ton about what we have to offer for your next event.
You know, I wonder, since you said people are looking for kind of over-the-top events, and I wonder if it's because there's so much information that we are receiving. We're just drowning in a sea of just too much stimulation in a way. And so we need something that is going to be, that is going to have a visceral connection. I mean, something that's really going to stick with us. And we know that like family vacations are the things people remember and a wedding event or a special birthday event. And not only do we need these rituals because we are tribal people, essentially, but also that gives us that something to really anchor in our memories, because everything else is just, who can remember what we did yesterday because we're too busy, right?
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with that. So we want to showcase these vendors that we can build that experience for you to remember forever.
Right. And you know what? In a way, isn't having an event ultimately at the bottom of it all? It's about love, right? Mm-hmm. It's about love. Now, whether that's, you know, the love between, you know, a couple getting married, or the love of, you know, a child for a graduation party or a birthday party. It's about lovingly bringing people together in a community.
Yes. Right?
And that's so important. So you also mentioned earlier that you think we're going to be moving into silvers or?
Yeah. So I think we'll see a lot of silvers and chromes this year as well. The last few years have been a lot of rose gold, which I still love. But I think this year there's going to be a lot more of that silver and chrome feel.
So what do you mean when you say that?
So your votives, your place settings, and doing different mixed match. So you'll have your platter and then you'll have your plate on top of it. So I think we'll see different colors of the silver and chromes. Mm-hmm. And then that, yeah, again, like your votives, maybe your mm-hmm. silverware, glassware might be a little different. So I think we'll see that as well.
So it is about creating the ambiance, the feeling, mm-hmm. you know, the experience. And that's one of the things you as a certified event planner help people do, because otherwise it can be very disparate. I mean, none of the pieces can match. And I think you're trying to find harmony. You're trying to find something which really is the symbol of what you wanted it mm-hmm. to feel like. And without sometimes professional help, that could be tricky.
Definitely, yeah. So our company, Events Northwest, you can hire us for that. So we do venue management, event rentals, and event planning and coordinating. So you can hire us for any of those needs. If you have a venue and you're not sure what to do with it, give us a call. If you have rentals that you might need, give us a call. And then if you are planning an event, and it does not have to be a wedding again, it could be any special event, and you are just like, I do not have the time for this, I need to pass this on to someone else, we are here to help you.
Right. And there are corporate planners all over the world, kind mm-hmm. of like you were, who are planning events all the time. Because this is because even though we have all this technology, we still know that we need to celebrate. We need to get together in person. We know we need the human touch.
Yes.
That's so vital. What are some of your favorite experiences that you've had, maybe from things that went well and things that maybe didn't go so well in all your planning experiences? Because that's the thing. Things will not always go as we think they're going to go.
Yes, they will not always go as you think they're going to go. For example, for my wedding, like a day before, one of the vendors was in the back, I had an outdoor wedding, and so someone had been smoking a cigarette, I guess. And they lit our shop on fire, and my wedding was in the backyard. So we had to get that out really quickly. And that was pretty stressful, but it all worked out. There wasn't too much damage.
Your wedding dress wasn't burned up,
no,
at least.
No, thank goodness, no. Okay. So yes, there are going to be things that will happen. There might, hopefully, the goal is that the bride never finds out about them and that you just go on with them. But then overall, when you watch that couple walk down the aisle and say their I do's and how happy they are, there's just like no better feeling than that. And that's one thing that I'm so grateful that I get to do pretty much every weekend in the summer is watch couples fall in love. And it's just, it's such a beautiful thing. And getting to see their dances with their dads or their moms, it's just so rewarding. And seeing all the family come together, it really is just a space full of love. And it just makes you appreciate life.
And I think it really, your wedding can set the tone for, I mean, I just read an article last night on the Why Weddings Matter from the Wall Street Journal, and how it can set the tone for your future relationships with your in-laws, mm-hmm. and even for the marriage. And I just recently spent some time in a beautiful home where a couple have been married for over 50 years. And they have a huge photo of them, you know, getting married when they were just, you know, kids.
Yeah.
And that is almost the foundation. It sets the tone for everything they did in their mm-hmm. lives. So it's really important. And Valentine's Day is coming up. So since that's happening and you mentioned love, I want to just read a couple of quick little poems about love. Because, and this one is one by Margaret Atwood, actually, about marriage. Marriage is not a house. Or even a tent. It is before that and colder, the edge of the forest, the edge of the desert, the unpainted stairs at the back, where we squat outdoors eating popcorn, where painfully and with wonder at having survived this fire, this far, we are learning to make fire. And that is, again, that public commitment when people, you know, are getting married is so very, very important. And I love that you shared that with the dancing with all the different family members and honoring them. And this Wall Street Journal article said, when you're having your wedding, think about the relationships. Don't argue with the in-laws, kind of, you know, just try to make it as harmonious as you can. And that's challenging because you're worrying because you're kind of putting on a show in a way. I mean, mm-hmm. it's kind of, you're putting on, a big celebration event for other people. You want it to go well, and so you're nervous about that. So how do you help calm down, you know, brides and grooms who are nervous about getting married?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the overall picture, you just have to remember that you're doing this for each other because you found your person and you have fallen in love, and that's all that really matters. At the end of the day, you are going to get a ton of opinions from everybody because everyone has one. But remember, at the end of the day, it's all about that couple. So you two, whoever that is, like, that's what you're here for. And so you're going to hear a lot, maybe say yes to a few things that you weren't going to say yes to. But in the end, remember what you're really truly here for. And that's that commitment of your love for one another.
Right. Letting go of having to have control of everything. Because,
yeah.
I mean, again, I love the Japanese term wabi-sabi, perfectly imperfect or imperfectly perfect, like the little cracked china cup, mm-hmm. which is just beautiful as it is with the crack, because we aren't perfect. And so to have, but you want it to be as lovely as it can be. However, to embrace the human things, the things that just go wrong, because that's just normal.
It is. Yes. And things will happen. But hopefully, you know, you just get past them, or you don't even know if you have a wedding planner. Hopefully you just never find out about what went wrong.
until afterwards. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you're the loft at the Red Building now. You're pretty much busy every weekend with a wedding, aren't you? I mean, aren't there just, and they're coming from Portland and Seattle. Where are they coming from?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, in the summertime mainly. But yes, every weekend pretty much in the summer, mostly from Portland and Seattle. And so that's another big pull for the community because not only are these guests obviously getting married here, but they're eating here, they're shopping here, they're drinking here, they're staying here. So it's a big tourism option because it's bringing in a ton for our tourism.
Right. Well, that's true. Indeed.
And for the local businesses.
Right. How do you let folks know, like outside of this area, about the fact, I mean, certainly doing this wedding fair is a great gift to like local folks mm-hmm. in this region who want to in person meet all of these people who would help them put together a special event. But how do you let people know about it outside of this area?
We honestly don't do a ton of like,
oh, word of mouth, maybe.
Yeah, so we do a lot. We just post on social media and we have our website out there. But I think people just find us on, you know, on Instagram and Facebook and social media, and they call us up. And once they see the venue, it's hard to say no to it because mm-hmm. it is so gorgeous.
It is. And I love that that history, that groundedness of the history and then the movement of the water. So we just have a couple minutes left. So anything else, Brianna, that you would like the listening audience to know about the Shore Style Wedding and special events, new this year for special events, any special event you might have to put on, Events Fair happening on Saturday, February 2nd?
Well, I just want everyone to come out and join us. So support the Downtown Association, the Astoria Historic Downtown Association.
Explain again how you're connected with them.
Yeah, so it started with them. They were part of it when Becky Johnson and Jessica Newall started it. They were part of it as well. So part of these proceeds are going to the Astoria Historic Downtown Association. So come out, support them. You know, $10 a ticket. Come learn about some local vendors we have in town from 10 to 3:30 on Saturday the 2nd. Come anytime throughout the day. We're going to have really fun raffle prizes. We're going to have talks and tasty appetizers and Fort George beer, which is really hard to say no to.
So even if you don't have, if you think you might be planning an event, this is a way to go and get ideas of people who could help you plan, you know, the flowers, plan all of that.
Yes. So find all your vendors if you're planning an event. If you're having a wedding coming up, this is a great resource for you.
Right.
If you're with an organization and you know you're going to have to plan some kind of annual event this year, come to it. We can help you find your right vendors.
Excellent, Brianna. And give again the website one more time where people can get tickets or they can get tickets at the door.
Yep. It is shorestyleweb.com. And you will link us to Brown Paper Tickets and you'll get your tickets there.
Well, Brianna, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank
I can
you
see
for
you
having
still
me.
Have your enthusiasm and excitement about doing this. And I want to end with one quick little poem from Hafiz, because again, it's all about love at the bottom of the end of the day, at the bottom, you know, ultimately. So from Hafiz, out of a great need, we are all holding hands and climbing. Not loving is a letting go. Listen, the terrain around here is far too dangerous for that. We have to have the courage to love and the courage to commit ourselves to love. So thank you so much, Brianna. Thank you, Joanne, for being our engineer this morning. Your lovely self here in the studio. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week. Find a moment for yourself today. In fact, right now, take a deep breath. Oh, it's so good for your body, your mind, and your spirit. And then, with gratitude, focus on all the good things that are happening in your life. There will always be those things that aren't going well, but focus on the things that are with gratitude, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or pat on the back for being uniquely you. The only one you are, and for doing the best you can, because people do until they know better, and for being here now in this moment, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.